Hey guys, me and him, we're going on tour. And I decided, why am I alone telling you to get your tickets today for the tour without him? You want to see him too?
Because they know I'm here.
Well, he's here now, being a salesman, letting you know tickets are getting low and get your tickets today.
Tickets are getting low. Pull up. We come into your city and we add in cities.
Right. If you go to the suggestion box, you can suggest your city and come see us twice. We're coming to no particular order.
Detroit.
Oh, you want to go back and forth? That'd be so cute.
Come on.
Okay. Charlotte, North Carolina.
Chicago.
Brooklyn, New York.
Washington, D.C.
Baltimore, Maryland.
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Is that it?
Did we say Detroit already?
But yeah, go to just put it down here. That makes it easier, right, for everybody involved?
Absolutely.
Go to the website, get your tickets today. If your city's not on the list, go to the suggestion box and suggest your city.
And when coming to your city, y'all got to tell us where to get the best food, the best amenities. I don't know what that was. But get us y'all best stuff. When we come to y'all city, we want the best everything.
See you, cousins.
It's almost there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there.
Don't call me white girl.
That's some real
it's gay folks. Unpopular opinion. Jail's not that bad. Boom. Pop your shit open and grab the nigga by the head and get the... You know what I'm saying?
There's something about them whispering in my ear, the whole name thing. I like that.
I like a nigga to whisper. What's your cash? That's what's different. And that's why, statistically, number-wise, not only do we not get the same amount of riches as them, we do not keep it. Nowhere near how long they'll keep it.
Hey. Hey, cousin. It's me, your favorite cousin. Don't call me white girl. And it just occurred to me, why not have Phelps in these subscription things, right?
Right?
So he's here.
I'm here. Because I'm in the subscription room.
Yeah.
I'm in there.
We have a good time. I read a comment and somebody was saying something like, something about the subscription that they don't get bonus content, but you do. You get bonus content. You get an extra episode.
Yeah, extra episode.
That nobody else gets to see but you. But my favorite part is the Discord, because we're always on there chatting it up.
Talk a lot. Y'all get to talk to us.
It's like a cult. Not really. Cut that out. It's like a family. Join. Come to MoreMona.com.
Mona put her nether regions on there.
I think we should put it here. Or do you want to put it in front of you? Make your hand go like this. Do something.
Nah, I got to add something else. I don't know. We'll figure
it out. Go to MoreMona.com today and subscribe to the podcast. BTS, early access to all the tickets for the shows, access to our Discord, our family chat. That's like a 24/7 thing. I think that's everything. Yep.
Tom is in there too, very active.
It's $6.99 a month or it's $59.99 a year. So
cancel your Netflix.
Just get it.
It's not worth it.
Exactly. This is live, people. You might get a little bit of.
And that should be 24 hours running, like Wawa. It's always something going on in there.
You never know, girl.
It's fitness, entertainment.
He's in there.
I'm in there. You can get your prey on in there.
They praying.
Motivate, all that. Get naked, everything.
Damn.
Subscribe.
That was a roller coaster. Subscribe to MoreMona.com today. Have we started? Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. It's me and Phelps, and he watches trash television. No, I won't be watching the new revamp show. That was a low blow.
Go ahead. Now you can continue just because I watch trash TV.
I just never appreciated the fact that they can never get out the project. That really irritated me about that show.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what they do, they can get... This nigga bags a NFL player. And this nigga tripped down the aisle. Like, what are the odds? What in the hoodoo? Somebody got a curse on them. They can't leave the Jacks.
But you know what it is for me, though? I'm just always a fan of good black animation. You feel me? It's good black animation. It's comedy. One of the people involved was a nigga involved with the Boondocks. And I like the actors on there. I'm sorry.
You know what?
J.B. Smoove, the main voice. You feel me?
You know that's why they killed the dad off, right? Because the dad was like, look, if we don't get the fuck out these projects by the end of this contract, James, I'm done. With it. And they was like, bye, nigga. You just fell off a fucking mountain.
And he blew.
Died in an avalanche.
And the next time we seen him, he had a McDowell's. My bad.
That's so funny. Anyway, but yeah, I wasn't a big fan of what's it called. Let's get right into it. Me and Phelps were so fucked up that we thought.
Oh man.
Me and Phelps were like so fucked up that we thought the song that Quavo dropped.
We heard one
2 weeks ago.
We've been on point with the disses, but we heard one of the back and forth backwards.
We thought that Chris Brown dropped and then Quavo dropped responding to Chris Brown. In reality, Quavo dropped and then Chris Brown responded to Quavo. I seen a lot of y'all mad, like, how are you doing the podcast and you're not talking about that? Da-da-da. Bitch, because we pre-record sometimes. Yeah.
And the Quavo joint had came out. I guess it didn't make no noise until the Chris Brown diss. Because you know Chris
really
Brown was
know
bigger.
What I had to say, you will come regardless the time. Okay, because you want to hear a real aspect. That's why you're here. And don't forget that.
You look good. Keep going.
No, I really, really liked Quavo's Tender, man. And I'm a big Chris Brown fan. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say.
Yeah, I'm not even a Chris Brown hater. I don't have no horses in none of these races.
Are you a Chris? Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. I have no horses in the race. No, I love Chris Brown.
I don't have no dogs in none of these fights.
But I didn't like the whole We Wish It Was Takeoff instead of You. I didn't hear anybody say
Nobody ever said that.
Nobody said that, Chris. Stop.
The Chris Brown shit was cool.
It's too far.
But I guess because I heard the Quavo shit after and it was like he was on some... He was on some laid back player shit. It was like that was my perfect vibe.
Yeah, I don't know.
He Tender's kept it so player.
Joint.
It's the player's diss out of all the disses. I say that
he's a good joint. Also, we had to take a ride somewhere, Philly, Baltimore, somewhere, and Phelps plays fucking Snoop Dogg and Tupac talking to Kendrick Lamar, and it really freaked me out. I couldn't wrap my fucking head around it. Like, what is this?
Yeah, the Drake AI diss was...
Snoop seemed very confused as well.
It was
too old for shit like that. What is that? Sorcery.
Playing the game. He's just bullying at this point.
That boy is petty.
He winning.
And he did that, shut your whole ass up, nigga. The Mariachi band.
He put Tupac over his voice and talked to him. That's disrespectful.
Crazy. Is he a big fan of Tupac?
Drake?
Kendrick.
Yeah. Mona, this the whole thing. The nigga Drake said, Kendrick has stated that Tupac then came to him in his dreams.
No, he didn't say that to nobody.
He a fan. He gonna tell you.
I know this nigga Kendrick fan.
So it's like, you feel me? He went there.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I told you, if like we said, like Kendrick could still salvage it even with all the shit talk, but if Taylor Swift come out before him, it's over. It don't matter what he say.
Ever. That's crazy. That's craziness. Is he gonna say something back?
Yeah, oh, but he. This whole
is he really waiting on Taylor? I'm asking this nigga like he on his team. He knows.
I heard Maul super tight with Drake and whatnot, and then Joe heard that like. There's been ammo loaded up on both sides and whatnot, but I also heard that Kendrick is dropping out, supposed to be dropping out next month.
Okay.
So he might be waiting for that.
Sound good. But the thing is like he didn't diss him on Kendrick didn't diss him on his own joint anyway. So it was like you don't gotta wait till you drop your own project to diss him back. Cause you ain't diss him on your own shit anyway. You feel me? That's not what sparked all this, even though you've been dissing him.
I don't know. Rick Ross calling white boy whooping ass.
That's the funniest this. That's the funniest this.
Come on now. He rubbing the salt in the wound now. I like that.
BBL Drizzy.
I like Rick Ross's because it was just like so typical Rick Ross and it was fast. I appreciated the time on it. And I loved the trolling part. Oh, like, you know, just him talking to your BBL, wore off nigga. That's why you got on the vest, nigga. Yeah, I like Rick Ross.
Definitely made us laugh.
I was really excited about Kanye West.
I still got to hear the whole Kanye one because the clip with the nigga yelling over it, I was like,
with the boy. Right. That little boy. Boy. Ruined it, really, right? Anyway, no, I liked it because of the beat or whatever. That's like, it's so Kanye. I was really excited. I'm a Kanye fan, though. Mm-hmm. I'm excited that he was excited to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, he just, like, titties out, Sean John, little beat on. I like that.
Rap is real entertaining right now.
Oh, my God, I'm so entertained by it.
Nobody dying, you feel me?
Like, fuck that. Somebody might gotta shoot some shit.
Nah.
Make it official. I come from that era, nigga.
We could just keep it all petty. Like Drake
sent, I come from that era.
Drake sent the drum line, the Metro shit. Like,
Biggie died for this shit.
We could keep it petty like that.
So did Pac. And now they saying Puffy the villain. The world is upside down. I'm telling you. I don't know what the going on.
I hear something new about that nigga every day, man.
I know, man. It's just
a new story.
What the hell?
It's a new story. I ain't know that the Gene Deal nigga used to be a cop back in the day because I hadn't been paying attention that close to his shit.
Who?
Gene Deal, the dude that's been like exposing shit that worked with Puffy.
Okay.
He was like a probation officer back in the day.
Oh, God. He was a cop.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know. Anywho. Yeah, so it's exciting with the rap shit. I really like it.
Yeah.
I wish the girls was getting mixy too, but the girls don't do stuff like that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I come from back in that day. You know what I mean? I'm older.
I feel like it's a female June coming, though. They ain't just going to sit back and let them, you feel me? Somebody coming. Somebody on the way. Long as don't nobody diss my baby Sexy, leave her alone, let her raise her child and get money, we good.
Niggas love Sexy Red. Don't get it fucked up.
Don't bother her.
Uzi went viral performing at Coachella because he duck walked. Like, I just feel like I'm really a Uzi fan and I feel like I know him. So it's just such a key, like the whole thing, you know? Like, people, I really feel like people think whatever they think about him, but they got it so backwards.
Yo, you know what's
it's crazy.
No bullshit. And I'm like, you know, that's, if he cools, that's my homie. That's so I don't care to defend him, but to keep it a buck, when he did the red hair shit with the bag, I'm like, this some Andre shit. Andre done put this same outfit on before. You feel me?
And I don't know.
And now when I tell you, people be trying to dig into his mannerisms, just like, you paying too. For one, I tell people, like, when they know that, like, I you know, I spent time with him before. I be like, I tell niggas first and foremost, you can say what you want. You would never say none of this to his face. I promise you, you wouldn't. On everything, you wouldn't go up to him and say how you feel about it. It'd be his, or if you did feel like you do, it's not gonna go how you want it to go or how you think it's gonna go. So when I tell niggas that, they get to laughing and giggling. I'll be like, all right.
Some of that stuff has been documented though, because not even on no cop shit or nothing, it's just people know.
Yeah.
Like when he had words of one of them, I don't know, who was it, Playboi Carti?
Rich the Kid.
He
ran down on him on South Street.
He ran down on that boy.
With his hands up.
With his fucking hands up. And something else happened, but I ain't gonna tell it here.
And it was funny because
I know what happened.
Me and my homies, we be discussing how
I ain't got nothing to say about it.
Like niggas like him and Playboi Carti, when motherfuckers be pointing out like all of the shit they be doing, their antics or whatever, they don't be having no like underlying zesty rumors or nothing. Like, going, you feel me? Like, it don't be no stories or nothing attached to them. Like, it be like the hardest niggas sometimes. You feel me? They just be having
if
fun.
He was a homosexual, it would already be somebody telling the story.
That's what I'm saying. It would have, like, had to be something by now.
Like, it's just funny because he be trolling. I guess the knowers know. You gotta
entertainer.
Just know.
You gotta just be around.
We don't gotta make excuses for the nigga. He an entertainer.
It's just funny that that will go viral. Him duck walking. It's like, so what?
He been pushing the envelope. When remember they thought it was crazy when he wore the sweater like 10 years ago. That was a thing. Remember he wore the little ripped sweater and he had the dreads and the ponytail and he first got his face pierced. That went viral way back.
I don't know, but I remember I seeing him years ago, right? And he had on this real expensive designer from France, I think. And he said it like, bitch, this is such and such. And motherfuckers got to Googling.
And she his tag jacket on that.
Was like $10,000. No shit. Real shit. That jacket was like 10 grand. And he'd take it off. You know, like, that's just his thing, you know. I always think about people like Prince. Because Prince was real like, but people were, girls wanted to fuck Prince. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, he was a sexual yeah. icon, and he sometimes wore chaps with his ass cheeks out.
Mm-hmm.
He would have fucked your mom. Like, your yeah. mom went to a Prince show, she got fucked that night. If she has a picture of they backstage, your mom fucked them. Most likely. Or she did something kinky, licked his feet, and bottom of his feet.
And then sometimes when I try to bring that up, people be like, oh, but no. I'm like, no, it's just because Prince is already legendary and done at the time. Niggas was making fun of him, too.
Come on, now.
He was the butt of mad jokes, no pun intended.
But he would fuck your bitch, though.
You feel me?
With the quickness. It's Prince, my nigga. Like, ain't nobody turning Prince down.
I remember Jamie Foxx did the Prince Joan on Living Color. I legit remember that. You feel me?
We had a debate about Living Color and Mad TV. It was so long. So glad we made it through. Anyway, Tom put on this subject list about Jill Scott trending because she kind of was like, he says Jill Scott trends for sharing her thoughts on Chris Brown diss track and appreciating his talents.
Yeah.
But they was saying like getting on her. I don't know why, but I guess that's just how it is because of things he do. But it's just like, everything the nigga do, they try to wrap that around it. And I am one, I believe in redemption. This is the country of the USA, God damn it. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. Drag them, knock down, you lose everything, then you win the fight. Mm-hmm. The Rocky movie, mm-hmm. you know? That's how it goes. You fuck up everything, you're drunk, you beat your wife, you change your life. You give back to the community, boom, everybody likes you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody leaves any room for redemption about anything. And mm-hmm. it's like, of course, rapist or a molester, of course, you know, but I just feel like somebody that young that does something like that, like, I just, why are we holding that person all the way to that, you know what I mean? Especially if you criminally, the person that went through it with you is over, it's like, why is everybody else yeah. still holding? What is he supposed to do, die? That's my question. Like, yeah. what do you do after? I'm a person that I fucked up early and I went to jail, came home, whatever. So what the fuck am I supposed to do, crawl under a rock because I did something bad? Mm. Like, what the fuck?
Especially as a kid.
They people know that niggas' frontal lobes don't even develop all the way till you 25.
Maybe they was mad that he was 16 in his Lamborghini and they was innate.
I don't know. I'm not saying, of course it's wrong. When it would happen, mm-hmm, it was wrong. Yeah. It was terrible. The pictures were super graphic. It was like horrible. But this is a long time ago. You know what I mean? And he's talking about afterwards, if he hasn't been arrested for something like that again, it's like, why are you? I just don't get it. To the point that a person of Jill Scott's stature can't come out and appreciate exactly. his talents without them seeing
without them, yeah, coming at her.
Like, and trust and believe, Jill don't give a fuck. She's very zen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Please, it don't matter with them people. That's why she was going back and forth with them. Him. Like, this is how I feel about it. But not negatively, just explaining to them, yeah. like, this is where I am with it. Like, you can't change my mind or shame me into changing my mind. That's just the pitiful part about now. It's like every little thing, you know, it's like you just, it's just, I don't know.
People just sitting back waiting to judge.
It's crazy, though. Like, you can't even, like, it's just crazy. I don't know. Of course, here at the Don't Come Regular podcast, we don't support domestic violence.
Cause I wonder what's gonna happen. Like, it's gonna be a point where Chris Brown, he gonna be up for like a lifetime achievement or like something, you feel me? Something, a career oriented something. They gonna have to, you feel me? So it's like, what's gonna happen then?
I don't know. When they used to do those Michael Jackson tributes, I used to think it could be nobody but him. And I used to always be under, like, I always felt like tall niggas couldn't dance cause they just look too big. But
yeah,
he changed that.
Yeah.
That nigga know how to dance.
Yeah. What Chris Brown like?
6'3"? Talented.
I told Chris Brown 6'3", 6'4".
That's a big little nigga.
And the boy is grooving, okay? He doing flips and all kind of shit.
Yeah, standing backflip still one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
A what?
Remember he did the standing backflip on beat?
He does a lot of shit, you know?
That was wild.
He's Chris. He could paint.
That's what that was? It was, yeah, my bad. Pardon me. Even, thank you. That's even harder. No Diddy. Because, no like,
come on now.
Stand in front. A stand in front joint. Yeah, you looking bad. I'm gonna pull it off.
Oh, wait a minute. My lash fell.
It's God leaning. Damn.
That's what I was feeling. I feel like it's falling apart.
Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, let me check it out. Was it Phelps say pull it off? I might gotta pull it off. Let's see. Who's in here whisper? Oh, it really is like messed up. Oh my God. What am I gonna do? Okay, I pulled it off mid-episode. That's great. Can people tell?
A little bit, but you can at least pull your hair over that. That don't look as bad as the lash in the middle of your face. You just pull your hair over the glasses.
Let me see. Y'all gonna have to cut all this out. This is my business. Let me see. Yeah, I guess that'll work. And that was flying up. Come on now, fellas. You're looking crazy. Put a filter on me. All right.
Just don't do too much. Don't do too many of them.
Shut up, nigga. I'm hungry. Okay. Come on. Let's go. Where were we? Oh, I want to tell them something. I haven't told y'all to watch a show in a long time because I do those documentary episodes on subscription. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get into the doc list with me. Because y'all know I love documentaries. But I have to share the show with you. It's on Netflix. I think it's called Unlocked. Has anybody here watched it? I watched every fucking episode and I loved it. It's basically about this unit in this jail, I think in Arkansas somewhere, where they're on 23-1. So any jail people know, 23-1, that's you're in your cell for 23 hours of the day and 1 hour of the day. You can use the phone, shower, stuff like that. That's what the whole unit was under. And this sheriff comes with this idea of like giving them freedom and free phones, free visits when they want. Doors open all night long, and that's mm-hmm. something that niggas not used to in jail. Mm-hmm. Your doors open, you sleep with your doors locked. You know, mm-hmm. doors open all day long or whatever. And they it's a reality show, and they do just what niggas would do when they get to do what they want.
Turn up.
What? Everybody start making liquor. That shit smell like feet. All them niggas had grapes and apples and oranges and shit fermented the niggas start upstairs. Fighting. What niggas was too pop pop over the fucking scrapple. The niggas was getting it in. But eventually they kind of like hoined it in together. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying even though they're having common conflicts, this shit is working though.
For the most part, yeah. Kinda not really. I didn't get it. These niggas was snorting Motrins, smoking coffee. These motherfuckers was really. And you know, I knew this was going to happen because a lot of them young niggas in there was facing homicides.
Yeah.
So niggas' moms is like complaining, like, why the fuck am I watching this nigga on a Netflix show? We still going to trial.
Yeah.
One of the main little niggas, he ended up fighting a homicide. And I don't even remember that one because they were like breaking down some people's charges. It was one little white boy. He was real likable, silly. He tells a story about how he got real high, took all these hits of acid. I think he smoked meth. Robbed the pet store. He's running away, and the snakes that he has all over him are constricted. So this nigga bending the fuck up while the cops like freeze, and he help, you know. So he like one of them lovable stoner white boys. You feel me? The other white guy was in there for a homicide. He shot the hospital up down there. Like some Damn. Of them niggas had some heavy, and they were young guys. Yeah. They wasn't old. A lot of the old guys just had drug charges. They were just like drug addicts. And you could tell down there meth is the thing because a lot of them was addicted to meth. But for the most part, the show was good. My favorite character was the little nigga. He reminded me of my dad. That shit was so funny. Phelps, they letting him out, telling everybody letting him out. He getting ready for the next day. He like, look, man, I don't know, man. I don't know how it's going to go. But keep your motherfucking hands and your feet and your spit to your motherfucking self. And I ain't poking nobody up, man. He was my absolute favorite. I loved him the most. And you know the first thing he did when he got free phone calls? Started a relationship with his son. His son was like 14. He hadn't talked to him in years. He started calling his son on a regular basis. Yeah. So, you know, it was, I don't know. You got to watch it, though. It's not that many episodes. Watch all of it so we can chat about it. I'm not going to put it, because if you've been down for a long time, you know I put you on Jailbirds. I'm not going to put it up high with Jailbirds. Jailbirds, I really locked in with Jailbirds because I talked on the toilet myself. And Jailbirds, they talked on the toilet. But with this show, it's just like new and fresh. And if you watch a lot of that jail shit, a lot of it get old and repetitive. They just do reruns. This is all fresh, new criminal stuff. I'm kind of embarrassed that I enjoy watching stuff like that. You know what's crazy? It's been a couple of incidents with people that are like mediums or like spiritual advisors, like going crazy. Like the lady that threw her kids out the car. You don't know about the lady that threw her kids out the car? Y'all don't know about the lady that threw her kids out the car? The day of the solar eclipse or something, or the next day. She had like a million followers.
Oh shit.
People follow this shit. Yeah, and I was on TikTok. Don't tell nobody.
And they really about to clip that joint next week.
What?
TikTok?
Oh, I don't know.
I heard it might be the official clip.
Wow. They took my live. I can't even say goodbye to you niggas. Damn. This is rough.
You heard that too, right?
Damn.
I thought it was
summer. I smell really good today, if you're wondering at home. I love you guys so much. It's been such a long journey.
Oh, so they about to sell it. They not about to keep the security shit on it.
Fucking starving. Congress hungry.
To clip it. Yeah.
Watch Unlocked. I have a couple DMs. One DM I had was super sad, and I don't even know if she wants me to say that on the podcast, but I responded to her live. That's how sad it was. It was just so sad. Can I tell you like a little bit about it? Like basically she was dating this guy and she really liked him. He started acting funny, but he was about to go to the military, and she knew he was about to go to the military and knew he was acting funny. Come to find out, I was fucking this bitch. So she reached out and she telling her about him, which is like, damn, I didn't have a clue. That's already a gut to the stomach type of thing. And so whatever, he goes to the military, he's still being distant or whatever. He don't want to fuck with her, so she's just trying to forget the nigga. Linking up with niggas gets great on a link up with a nigga. Take it. She frees up, scared to death. She's only there because she's trying to get over this nigga who hates her, that she loves badly.
So wait, the bull got she got raped?
I don't know how you're confused in this, babe. She got raped.
Okay.
Want to link up, trying to figure out.
Okay, it
sounds
like you said he. That's why, my fault. Go ahead. Continue.
I think it was your ears, not my mouth, that fucked up. But
this is more than a little bit, by the way.
This is crazy. And it was so sad. She was just like, man, pray for me. Did I get this nigga off? And all I wanted to say to her is like, because she said that she prayed for him. She's like, can you believe I was praying that he wouldn't be mean or, you know, like, and it's like, bitch, don't pray for him. You don't pray for a nigga till you one with a nigga. And it's like, you know, but praying that, like, you deserve them prayers yourself. Yeah. That's, you're the one that's really in need. You even feel like you got to pray for him. You need to be praying for yourself, for strength and shit. And I'm like, girl, it hurts, but just pretend that it doesn't and keep it moving. Because he was so nasty when he found out what happened to her. Like, he called her whores and shit. He's just a bad person. Yeah. The way the world works, girl, he go over there to whatever war these niggas about to have, they chop his fucking feet off. Now who got the better end of the stick? The bitch with feet. Fuck him. Nigga done signed his life away. Anyway, fuck him.
The Quavo playing in my head right now. I'm not going to be rude and say it.
Fuck him. Fuck that nigga. But I told her, I said, pray for yourself, sis. I love you.
Yeah, pray for yourself. Fuck that.
It was too much. But I do have one. Are y'all ready? Dark side of my DM. Live in action. Hey, don't know if this going to make it to the podcast, but I need some advice. Back in 2021, after me and the father of my child broke up, me and my mom got an apartment together. Due to a domestic violence situation with the father of my child in 2023, I had to abruptly move out of our apartment. When I moved out, my mother offered to help me with rent because I wasn't financially equipped to pay everything on my own. Now I'm saving up money and aiming to buy a house that I can afford on my own by May of 2025. My mother currently lives with my sister. Is it wrong that I don't want my mother to move in with me when I purchase my house? Side note, I offered her my apartment and she said she doesn't want it. And how do I tell her I don't want her to live with me in a nice way? Damn. That's a hard one.
You don't want to know what I told mama. I said, you ain't coming, bitch. Sorry.
I mean, and it's not like she ain't offered nothing.
I told you could take that apartment. You ain't listen. Now you asked out. And I will go to bed.
But, I mean, I guess it's already known that her mom was like, I'm moving in with you to that house.
I guess because she lived with the sister. And that's where you going to stay. Because you ain't coming over here. I don't care what you think. Nah, but yeah, you can't. I mean, I don't know what the fuck. It's your mom, bro.
Oh,
black standards, you going to hell. You going right there.
Nah.
We're doing that to your mama.
Hold on. We got a little solution. What? You got to start your family a little early so it ain't no room for mom dukes. You got to get you a nigga.
Shit. She said get pregnant.
Get you a nigga. Pop Damn. That belly out. That's I mean, crazy. Start that early.
That is insane.
Moms can't come in between that.
Wow, that's a drastic piece of fucking advice. No, the
apartment's still there. Mom, you got an apartment to yourself.
I'm pregnant.
Because if you come to this crib, you're going to work a little bit.
We need this room for the baby.
It's going to be an extra room, but you know who you're going to be in this house.
Oh, one thing I didn't mean to ask you. Let me reverse a little bit. But that's my advice. Do what you got to do, girl. You're grown. Fuck that. But on the black side of things, you are going to rotten hell for treating your mother like that. Honor thy mother.
Moms might be annoying, though. Because why?
Like, fuck that.
Because usually you want to get mom's right.
On Facebook, don't you dare play with your mother like that.
When you grown, you try and get your mom right. So if you're trying to avoid your mom, she might be in the way.
I meant to ask you this earlier. Do you think that it's corny that when Chris Brown responded to Quavo that he makes it known that it's about Sweetie? You think that was corny? I think all kissing and telling is corny, no matter what level it is. I know it's a diss song, but it's
you
like,
so I'm not even gonna lie, right? I literally was thinking about this yesterday, because like I said, I be seeing all these Diddy interviews. I've been thinking with all of this, like, is it weird with niggas speaking out? Because in general, you ain't supposed to be doing a lot of this talking that niggas is doing. And just in general, just general street, especially, you know, a lot of this stuff is quote unquote street stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, too, in rap and in entertainment, and when you beefing and going back and forth, sometimes you gotta spill a little bit. You feel me? Like, we ain't think Jay-Z and Nas was messy when they was doing it. You feel me? I think 50, niggas thought 50 was a little messy because the extent that he was going to. But every time we heard a nigga say something, it was like, you kind of be looking for the tea, as y'all call it. You know what I mean? Sometimes. So I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
Baby.
This is definitely like the nigga version of the female shit. Though. You feel
I'm
me?
I'm super excited about it. And Kanye did an interview and said that Drake has a rich baby dad.
Kanye is hilarious.
I like Kanye. You know, I'm on Kanye's side.
I got the pants on right now. I need some pockets on these joints, though. They definitely comfortable, but I can't, like, wear them outside at night because I don't wear, I'm not a purse nigga. No man bags and nothing, so. If you're a man bag nigga, you could go out at night with these, but I can't go out at night with these on.
Okay.
Nope.
Whatever that means.
Cause I don't wear purses. There's no pockets on them. So if I need, you know what I mean?
Me and Phelps went to a weed brunch on 420. And we also went to, shout out to Mahogany from Be More. We went to her birthday / retirement party. And she had snakes. Mahogany. And I put the snake on my neck. Maybe I'll show y'all the picture. Here.
If they follow you on Instagram, they probably
see. Oh, well, Phelps said, find it on my fucking Instagram.
Nah, I said, if they.
Forget it, Phelps. Forget it. Do we have a voicemail? I feel like I haven't done that in so long. I really enjoyed the Maida Dine episode, and I know y'all did too. So, you're welcome. She's just very smart. Shut up, girl. Wow.
Make sure y'all get your tickets. Whatever.
Did the nigga send me
to the May show?
Okay. I don't know if this is it though.
Nah, he did. He said that's the one. He said it's the same, you know. Okay.
Hey Mona, hey Phelps. So I have a situation. So there's a guy that I used to kind of be like friends with benefits type of thing, but we never actually fucked, right? So we always would like sext each other, send each other like provocative pictures or whatever, but and videos, and we both would kind of get off to them with each other. So fast forward, we've been in each other's lives for like almost 20 years. He's married. I'm in a relationship, but we still message each other here and there to, you know, see how each other's doing. He's in the Navy. So when he's shipped out, he'll like randomly message me. And then he recently told me that he still has like all my pictures and videos that we used to send each other from back in the day. Like, is that weird that he still has my videos and pictures and still beats off to it? Like, I'm low-key kind of turned on by it, but at the same time, like, is that weird? You in a whole other relationship. But is it similar to like just going online and finding porn and beating off to it that way? What y'all think?
Why the fuck would you ask me this shit? What do it matter, your kinky ass, you like it? You and this nigga been sexting for 7 years. We sexed.
Yeah, y'all is not friends with benefits. Y'all didn't do nothing. Y'all be sexting. Y'all pen pals.
I don't even know what sex. So sexting is like, as you put your big lips on my chest, and then you say something, and then I say something.
I think so. I'm not that bull. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not that bull.
So I'll never know what sexting
is. I'm not an extra, like, you feel me, back in, like.
Sexting makes me think of grinding. Remember that? Like, you just grind y'all pants on each other.
Yeah, and I'm, and
that
like.
That was lit.
And I really don't, like. I don't beat off.
I used to love to grind.
I don't beat off to like my big screens or like shit that John sent me like that. Like the attachments is.
I'm cool. About to say you got videos bitches sent you 10 years ago. Do you still have them?
If I do, I got them. But I'm not somebody. Nah, listen. I'm not. I don't go back and review shit like that. Like I don't beat off. I don't beat off to some shit that some John sent me. That's not my. You feel me? Anyway,
right. That's not your turn.
Nah, I'll peep it. It'll be like in the message. That's what I'm saying. But I don't be saving.
First of all, it's so random. Me and Phelps will be in breakfast. He'll flip the camera and be pussy.
But you see what I mean? Like that, it's more of a casual thing for me as opposed to like, all right, I gotta go get right
to
this.
You know how old I am? That all my original sex tapes, they don't even make them phones no more. I ain't got to worry about that. It was Virgin Mobiles. I was busted down on Virgin Mobiles. That shit is done.
Pixelated.
Don't nobody got that shit. I don't have no iCloud work for real in the streets. You feel me? Well, by the time iCloud was out, I owned the porns. I was smart enough.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know, you a young buck, nigga, pull a camera. You deer in the headlights. Now you just want a camera.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I ain't the extra. You feel me? I don't be doing Jones like that.
Nah, but so. All my little probably would have been embarrassing type vibes. Pixelated, for sure. Shout out to Virgin Mobile, man. They was the shit. Niggas had them. Like, niggas used those. That was the shit. Yeah. Back then. Before iPhones was like everything, there was a lot of kinky stuff out.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think he weird. He doing what he that shit keeping
y'all
his marriage
still
together.
Be sexting, girl. You was freaky. Y'all freaky. And I don't know why you asked.
She said
that.
I'm still turned on.
Yeah, he's why I like weird. It. You know you like so it. You need matter? To go get that boy some coochie in real life. Stop playing. Yeah, you're in seventh grade. You're going to cheat. You want to cheat. Because if you get caught, y'all are both done.
Yeah, it's clapped.
So why
anyway,
not
so
fuck and make it worth it?
Yeah.
You had to break up because you told a nigga when I sucked that dick. You ain't never even sucked this nigga off.
You, because what's going to happen is if your other partner find out, y'all going to say, oh, we never met. They going to say bullshit.
Hey, stop asking me stupid shit. Okay. Love you. So this was good. What did you tell me that you watched before we finish?
Oh, it was a nigga from Chicago, security guard. His name was Big Homie CC or something. He did a lot of, he's a celebrity security guard. If we come to Chicago, he say expensive, so not this year. Maybe like next year, I get Big Homie security. He's 6'6", 400 pounds.
Okay.
And he was just
where'd you watch it?
What's this shit? It's called Cam Capone News. It be like shit that be coming. It be shit that be coming in my into my algorithms that like I don't be looking for, but because of the shit that I watch, it'll just fall in there. You feel me? So yeah. Like the random, I don't. It's funny because I don't watch a lot of like A and B level interviews all the time. Like niggas, I be watching like the E F level, like because that's where you gonna get like the real shit at. You feel me? Like I need to watch the Jaguar Wright interview. She was drawing on there.
You know what? Done with that shit.
I gotta watch it.
That, I don't give a fuck. Y'all believe everything. That nigga's lying.
Oh, I don't gotta believe everything.
I don't want no trouble.
But I need to see it.
She from Philly. Make that money. That last interview, that motherfucker sat up there, the bag of fruit lying.
The nigga.
She was just eating. She, you know, she gave booking fee. She gave these niggas is paying me, and I told them have me grapes and juice when I get up here, and I'm gonna eat this shit through the questions because that's how much I don't care about these niggas. These niggas acting like this nigga clairvoyant. Well, yeah, you the one that said you called. Like, come on, now, yeah, nah, man. Come on with this.
But I gotta listen. The reason why you gotta watch them interviews is because when somebody sane come back and interview after them, they going to confirm or deny certain shit. So that's why it'd be like, all right, this person look like they, you feel me? And they'll confirm or deny some shit.
She sound crazy as shit with a box. This motherfucker got a box talking crazy.
But nah, but
what?
One of the things the nigga said was he was doing them parties. He was like, he definitely, some of them parties he was doing, he was like, he would be in them parties where he'd walk in there and they'd be the Jones where niggas was kissing and he'd be like, I feel so crazy. Like, I would just like leave and just tell niggas, like, I'm gonna just sit in the car. Cause he was like, I'm not a cop security nigga. He was like, he's a street nigga that's got into security. So he was like, it's certain shit, bro. I can't fuck. He was like, a lot of securities, he's party at them parties, he was security from outside because they was just too crazy. Like, as soon as he sees some shit, he said, this is the one thing he said that was funny as hell. Cause now I'm gonna look out for this shit. He said, if you ever at a black party, he said, you see like three white niggas that look like vampires walk in with spiky hair. He was like, get the fuck up out of there. It's about to get kinky. I said, bet. I'm gonna take note.
No fucking comment.
I believe it though.
I know you do.
And that might not be them specifically, but I feel them though, because why is Jeff, John, and Mike in this joint with suits on and niggas in here smoking blunts with jeans and jerseys?
I was somewhere with you, and I ain't going to say nothing about nothing. I'm just going to say I was somewhere with you, and somebody unique looking walked in, and you jumped. That's what you did. You jumped. And mind you, the person was unique looking, so everybody looking at, you know, motherfucker coming through, but not you. You look up and go, oh, shit. Nigga scared me. What the fuck? What was that? That's you. That's the friend I have. It's embarrassing.
Maybe on a subscription we'll talk about that, because I don't have to remember it.
I was there. And I had to feel the burn.
I feel like you just named
me and
that
nigga realized
times.
That you jumped looking at each other. The person that you jumped because their appearance is so different is locked eyes with me when we both realized that you just jumped looking at this nigga. So it's like a shame thing. Like, damn, like a shock shame. Like, oh, he talking about you. Like, it was bad.
I feel like that's something that done happened multiple times.
It has.
I can't
that's
pinpoint.
The crazy thing I'm thinking. He's pinpoint. Not going to be able to differentiate which time he jumped from somebody that looked unique. But it's happened more than once. That's him in his natural state.
They got close. Did they?
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it on the sub.
Would a normal person have jumped too if they seen him?
No. Nobody would have jumped. People might have said, oh, wow, that's a different looking motherfucker. But jump. No.
I probably had my head down on my phone and then looked up. It probably
that's exactly
bad.
How it happened. Watch Unlock so we can talk about the ladies. And you tell me, do you think that the people that's going to jail for homicide, should they be allowed on the show? That's what that mom was like. Don't nobody want to have their wounds reopened. This nigga laughing.
Yeah.
Nigga killed my child.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Two sides to every story.
To the ones that came home, shout out to y'all. Welcome home. Try to stay home. To the ones smoking coffee, snort Motrin, you got a long way to go, daddy. You got some demons on your back. You need to handle that. You got a problem. That's not right. That's weird. All right. Thank you for joining. Subscribe to the podcast, moremona.com today. And also get your tickets because we are on tour. And we're going to city to city to city to city.
We're coming.
So you should meet us in that city.
Meet
and
us
have
there.
A good time with us. It's on you. Whatever you want to do.
And it's going to be hot, so make sure y'all wear all deodorant and all that. And don't be too excited because you're going to be sweaty and stinking and won't like that.
That's Phelps for ya. Buy your tickets at WW is right there. You already know.
That's my joint for the thing. I pull it up. I do.
Okay.
Right,
so, so creative, so different. He's such an individual. We're out. Goodbye.